homecoming is happening after 1,000 days. Yeah, 1,000 days away. The Warriors have returned to their rightful place at Mount Smart Stadium. Yesterday, the side was welcomed back onto the grounds with an emotional Pōwhiri as the team now looks to reconnect with the nation and players reunite with their loved ones. Win, lose, records aside, it's been a tough road. We all know that to get to this point. But the business at hand now is the West Tigers this Sunday at what will be a packed out Mount Smart. The Warriors faithful will be hoping for a memorable performance that the team can rebuild upon. And joining us now is Warriors assistant coach Justin Morgan. Justin, welcome back to the show. And more importantly, welcome back to New Zealand. It must feel good. How was the experience yesterday of the official welcome home?
Hey, Smitty. Oh, it was a very emotional day yesterday. It's great to be back. And like you said, it's 1,000 days since we've played a game. For myself, you know, it was March 2020, the last time I was here. So I packed my bag to go for a week and I've been gone for 2.5 years. So very emotional day yesterday. Obviously to walk into our home ground for the first time. A number of our players that hadn't done that before. Some players have played in excess of 50 games for the club and they haven't played at the home ground. So not only were the players and the football staff there, the entire staff of the club was there. You know, it was an emotional day and it was a great day. So I know Toru Harris and Cameron George were very proud of, you know, everything that's gone. So yeah, it was a great day yesterday. Enjoyed it.
Did you have an opportunity while you were looking on yourself to look at some of the younger faces just to see what they were feeling?
Yeah, definitely. You know, guys like, you know, Reece Walsh, who obviously has had a, you know, worldwide start of his career. He's obviously been involved in Origin camps and, yeah, he was just in awe of, you know, of everything that was going on. Even just to walk into, you know, to the stadium and see all the Mad Butcher's memorabilia and all the memorabilia that he's got up in there in the foyer, and the players are looking around at that. They hadn't seen that before. A lot of the players were very emotional, not only the ones that hadn't been there before, but, you know, certainly a lot of the younger boys that have been away from home and generally don't live away from home anyway. They live at home and you could see the relief on their face and they were very, very, you know, happy and proud to be back in their home stadium, and they've got to stay at home with their families this week. So, there's lots of smiles around. We trained well yesterday. There's a great energy, as you'd imagine. You know, everyone's really excited to be training and seeing their friends and family for the first time in, for some people, for two and a half years.
And the other prospect, of course, it's been well publicised that this ground is going to be sold out. Is great recognition from the fans. The fans have been patient. I can't imagine what it's been like to be packing your bag for a week and being away 2.5 years. I simply can't. I really don't. I've been away a lot. I can't equate to that myself. So, but the prospect of a home sellout crowd, Justin, that's amazing.
Oh, it's going to be a magic day. The plans that they've got for the day. You know, the way we're going to enter the stadium, et cetera, you know, a little bit of history there, a bit of nostalgic for people that were around, you know, when the club started back in 95. So hopefully that'll bring some nice memories and some good emotion to the ground. It's great that our fans and our sponsors and especially Mark Robinson, you know, you've got to remember this guy bought the club a couple of years ago and all that's happened since then has been adversity. You know, we've had to live away from home, we've had the pandemic, we've had all those types of things, you know, and also we haven't had the results that we would have liked. You know, we all know that we're in a results game. It hasn't been a great season. So to have a sellout crowd and have our fans and our members, and we had a dinner last night at Sky City for some of our sponsors and for those guys to stick solid, you know, through this period, because not only stick solid, but, you know, those guys would have been experiencing hardship themselves, you know, whether it be their own business or, you know, been laid off at work themselves, you know. So everyone has supported us, even though that they've been going through, you know, the hard times themselves. So we're super appreciative of that. And hopefully we're going to put on a good performance on Sunday. And I know Stacey's spoken a lot this week about making sure we just get the job done. We get the 2 points and we get through the final 10 games of the season, have a bit of a reset, you know, now and get some wins on the board, which will put smiles on the faces of lots of people.
Well, when Stacey left home, of course, he was in your boat as well. He wasn't expecting to be his way for as long as he was. He left as an assistant coach. He now comes home as the head coach, interim, it seems, at this point. But how's he settled into the role, you feel?
Fantastic. You know, he's a club legend. He's a New Zealand legend. He's a rugby league legend. You know, and he's taken it well in his stride. You know, he's been super proactive with things that that he wants to change. He's also very collaborative with the way he's a head coach. You know, he takes advice to the senior players on board, the other staff members. I've really enjoyed working with him. I've got to pinch myself sometimes, you know. You know, I got a chance to play with him, you know, 20-odd years ago. And now I've got a chance to, I've been having a chance to work with him for a few years now, you know, on the coaching staff. And, yeah, he's a legend of a bloke, and he's doing a fantastic job, you know, in leading this group through what's been a, you know, difficult period. You know, it's always difficult when a, you know, when a coach gets moved on and results aren't going great. But, you know, he's kept the mood really buoyant. But at the same time, you know, he's still cracking the whip, making sure that we stay focused on what the job is, and the job is to get the 2 points on Sunday.
One of the things that quite clearly will have to go a little bit better is the defensive side of things. Justin, I've just done some maths. 122 points have been leaked in the last three games. So what have you done to address that going forward to this week?
Yeah, it has been a concern all year. I think, you know, part of the reasons is, you know, we've just had, you know, we've had people chopping and changing in different positions, and that's made it difficult to get some continuity. But the last couple of weeks, we've just tried to simplify things at training. Really tried to simplify people's jobs and roles defensively, not make things overly complicated. And, you know, we've done lots of practice. You know, we've done lots of practice, but at the same time, you know, it's important, you know, to let players play. You know, that's what they're in the team for, to play footy. So, like I said, we've tried to simplify things at training, certainly in the defensive side of things, and trying to get them to work together. And we've had a couple of weeks we've been able to get a couple of combinations on the training park together, so hopefully that'll you know, that'll translate for the rest of this week at training, and we can transfer that to the game.
So a lot of communication, is that one of the issues, the ability to communicate your defensive lines, or is it or more a technique thing?
I think it's most probably a combination. You know, part of the time for us has been when the ruck gets really fast, we've just been making poor decisions. So, you know, the centre of the universe of rugby league is the ruck. You know, you need to make sure you slow that down, you know, the best you can. And while we've done that in patches, we haven't done that consistently well enough this year. And what's happened is that the ruck's got really fast, and we've had to make decisions on the run. And, you know, we've had some inexperienced and some experienced people at different times, you know, coming up a little bit short. You know, that coupled with, you know, sometimes our error rate, the amount of possession that we've given opposition teams, and the amount of defence that we've had to do, just the weight of possession against us is naturally going to, you know, is going to leak tries for you. So they're sort of intertwined a little bit, you know, how well you control the ball, how well you know, have good field position, and that hasn't been, you know, a great statistic for us either. So if we can get one right, the other one will help the other one, you know, so to speak. So we have done some work on some decision-making things as well, but, you know, it's like in any sport, you know, in cricket, there's nothing like time out in the middle, so there's nothing like making decisions in the heat of the moment. So, you know, in saying that, the last couple of weeks we've come up against, the, you know, a couple of decent footy teams as well, so it's not to say the Tigers won't be, you know, won't be a challenge. They'll definitely be a challenge. They'll be as desperate as what we are. So good possession, good field position, making sure we complete our sets well, that will help our defence. And then when we are under stress, making sure we come up with good decisions individually.
On attack, Justin, you just mentioned the phrase, you've got to let the players play, which is fantastic, because that's the Warriors, I think, that home fans have been used to in previous years, the ability to just play with sort of a, you know, just a freedom as which to throw the ball around. We saw a hint of that in the Kiwis the other day as well. Is that a style that, you know, ideally you'd like to see come back?
Definitely. You know, good Warriors teams of the past have been carefree. You know, you think of, you know, I think back to my time in, you know, the early 2000s, you know, guys like Ali Lauatiti and, you know, Clinton Torpy and Henry Farfeely, and these guys loved to move the ball. You know, and obviously had a little general in the team as well, which obviously that helped. But, yeah, definitely want to, you know, look to offload the ball, move the ball, because, you know, if you play super structured and you play super conservative in the game these days, teams just eat that up. You know, you don't take enough petrol out of them, you don't take enough you know, decision making out of them. So yeah, we want to have that nice balance of getting that completion right. But you know, Stacey's a very offensive minded coach, you know, obviously being an ex halfback, so he's certainly encouraging the team to do that well. But you know, he's also mentioned that you need to earn the right through a good kicking game. And you need to earn the right by making sure that first and foremost you run nice and hard. You do that, and he's very comfortable with us moving the football.
Ewan Aitken has been named in the centres this week at this stage. It's a move that the fans and the media have been debating throughout the season. Why that move now?
Yeah, it's something that I know as coaches we've been talking for a couple of weeks. Part of the reason for keeping him in the back row is that it's most probably an area we're a little bit light on, and it's an area that if you can have somebody play the back row, can play 80 minutes, it helps you with your interchange for your middle forwards and certainly for your hooker. To play 80 minutes, we're asking Tohu Harris to play 80 minutes in the middle of the field. So part of the reason was to try and give us some options, in other parts of the field, because Ewan could play 80 minutes in the back row. We feel as though that, he will certainly help stiffen up our defence out on the edge. He's named there at the moment. He'll practice both in the back row and in the centres. It gives us an opportunity now with, Jack Murchie, Josh Curran's back, obviously Bailey Sirenin's back as well. So we've got three guys there. And Eli Katoa, that all can play in the back row, whereas we really didn't have that luxury over the past month or so, or even a little bit longer. We were always missing one of them, or one of them was out injured, or there was some question marks over fitness, etc. So, we're hopeful that Ewan will be able to stiffen up our centres if he gets the final nod there. There's a few question marks around a couple of guys with injury, so there could be a little bit of a last-minute shuffle, but at the moment, he's named there, and that's where we'd prefer him to play.
Justin, obviously West Tigers have been in a similar situation to you. They've had a change of coaches, etc. They've had a change of playmakers, and it looks as if Jackson Hastings and Luke Brooks are working very good together in the way that they're looking to turn things around. How key to your performance is shutting those two players down?
Yeah, you're spot on, Smithy. All the research this week from the coaches has been about Jackson Hastings and the threat that he brings. He gets into dummy half at different stages, runs well from there. He obviously operates all their attack. And, there's lots of pressure on Luke Brooks. There's been lots of talk for the past, 10 or 12 months about him moving on and so forth. And, you've got to remember, sportsmen are competitive people. That'll spur him on. And no doubt at some point he'll put in a performance that he'll be super proud of. We need to make sure that that's not this weekend. We need to make sure that we send lots of traffic at both of them at different stages, to make sure that they do their fair share of defence. And then just making sure that our defensive line is organised with numbers, because the one thing that they do very well is they move from one side of the ruck to the other at the last minute. So we need to make sure that we get our numbers right, and reset fullback's been doing an exceptional good job at that this year. He's made some real strides forward with his defensive displays this year. Reece, he mightn't have had the brilliant touches that we saw him experience at the start of his career, but we feel as though he's really improved as a player this year. Spending some time with Billy Slater, I know he came back buzzing after the week in camp with the Origin boys, so he'll have a big role to play in that as well. So they've also got Adam Dewey, who sort of come back from injury last week or so. So he'll offer some threat as well, but certainly the two halves, making sure that that they do their fair share of defence and we get our numbers right on the right side of the field wherever they decide to pop up.
Just coming to the end of it, Justin, I know you're a busy guy, but there'll be nothing that'll get the fans off their seats quicker than some big boys up front doing some hard work this week. So the battle of the props is going to be immense.
It certainly is. And, one of the shining lights for us has been Bunty Ifoa. He's playing his 100th game for the club this weekend, so that's a huge milestone. But he's been so consistent with his performances all year. He's had a couple of games starting, a couple of games off the bench, so he's going to have a big role to play. Tohu Harris, Adden as well, and obviously Jazz Tavanga. These guys are going to play with a huge amount of emotion, and I know it's part of the message to these guys is, look, we want you to have that emotion. We want you to harness it in the right direction. And hopefully we can see some of those big boys charging down the middle of the field and give the likes of Reece and Sean and Chanel, when he gets onto the field, and young Ronald some space. If those guys can get some space, we can score some tries. So Very simple game plan. You know, go down the middle and create some space for those creative guys on the edge. So it should be a cracking game, and we're all super proud to be back. We're super happy to be, you know, playing at Mount Smart, and also very, very grateful for the continued support of everyone, not only, you know, the fans and the members and the sponsors, but, you know, all the media and everybody has really kept us buoyant, you know, while we've been away. And, you know, we're very grateful for that.
And the other good news, of course, is after you win this week against West Tigers, Justin, you got a week off, a Warriors bye. So you'll be able to introduce some of your new boys to Auckland, I guess, but maybe a chance to get out in the community and say hello to a few people as well.
Yeah, definitely. I know all the boys are out today. They're out at different schools and sponsors. Everybody's got some community things to do today, so that'll be great. A lot of the boys next week could be staying around for a number of days, you know, obviously looking for housing and all those types of things when they have to come here full-time at the end of the year, but also to, you know, to really experience Auckland. You know, I think as a player or as a staff member of an opposition club, you don't really get to experience Auckland and all its value and how good a place it is to live when you come in, fly in and fly out. So I know, you know, talking to the players that haven't lived here before on how good a city it is and how good the people are, and just there's so many great things about it. And sometimes when you go away from somewhere, you get a greater appreciation. And I know, you know, I found myself a number of times, you know, when I've been in Australia the last 2 and a bit years, saying, oh, well, I miss this from Auckland. Oh, well, what about when we used to go on Sunday and we used to do this, or we go to the markets here, or we go to this beach, or we go there, or this restaurant, or we go down the viaduct, or whatever it may be. Often reminiscing about, you know, living here. And to me, that's a great reflection on how good the place is. So hopefully a win on Sunday, you know, a couple of quiet beverages after the game, which would be nice. Because we missed that New Zealand beer, which we haven't been able to buy over there. We've had to drink that Australian stuff. So have a couple of beverages, and then obviously get out into the community next week and start to really plan, you know, the proper homecoming, which will be full time at the end of the year.
Cool, Justin. Let's hope you do enjoy those beers. And I know Auckland and New Zealand are enjoying seeing you guys back at home. It's just wonderful. Sellout crowd, couldn't be better. And the fact that you're available to us this morning, we're very appreciative. Good luck with the preparations and good luck at the weekend, more importantly. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Smithy. Great talking. Thanks for the support. Have a great day, mate.